Hey, you still in here? Oh, are you really just gonna sit there moping like a little lost puppy? Look, I know you were supposed to spend time with Princess Perfect today, and since you're still here, she obviously canceled, right? So what was it this time? Work? A prior engagement she so conveniently forgot about? Last minute? No? Emergency manicure? Right. I'm sure her boss called and there's a dire shoe store emergency, and she's their only hope. $20 said she checks in at Pinkberry later. I really don't get it. I mean, sure, she's attractive, if you like that whole skinny, fake bitch, high maintenance kind of thing. But how do you put up with her? She's a horrible human being. She talks behind people's backs. She's completely self-absorbed. She's deliberately ignorant, and you're brilliant. I've never seen her pick up the check once since you've been dating. And how do you deal with her being so disrespectful to you? I thought you'd break up with her when she saw that video on Facebook of that douchebag with his hands all over her ass at that party, but you folded like a cheap lawn chair after she turned on the tears. Are you really that dumb to believe nothing happened? All right, I'm sorry. That was a little harsh. Seriously, though, tell me what you do see in her. So she's the only girl that showed any interest in you. I assure you, lots of girls would show interest if you actually came out of your shell a little and talked to them. You are incredible, and any girl would be lucky to have you. I mean it. Remember that time I was stuck home with bronchitis while my parents were out of town? You came up every day for a week. Chicken soup and movies. Or a few months ago, when my ex dumped me at that party up north, you drove 2 hours in the middle of the night to come and get me, and you brought a pillow and a blanket so I could sleep on the way back. You even brought me ice cream. Guys don't do things like that, even for their girlfriends, much less their friends. And it really fucking pisses me off that she gets to have you. You're an amazing guy, and she stole you from all the good girls out there who would really appreciate you. You need to break up with her. No, I'm not accepting I'll think about it as an answer. You haven't been able to think of a single counterpoint to any of my arguments, and you're clearly miserable even now. So why won't you agree to break up with her? Because she's the only girl who's ever had sex with you? Are you fucking kidding me? Look, if you're that afraid of losing pussy privileges while you look for a new girlfriend, I'll do it. I mean it. I want her gone. And if all that's standing between you and getting rid of that bitch is not having a dry spell, I'm gonna fuck you. Right now. Take out your cock. Do it. Jesus. Where have you been hiding that? Well, besides your pants. Anyway, look. Nothing between us needs to get weird. Just think of this as therapy. You wouldn't try and play basketball with a sprained ankle. So you shouldn't try to make relationship decisions while you're horny and stupid. I'm gonna take care of this for you. Clear your head, and then you can kick that dumb bitch to the curb. Here, let's start off by giving you a little visual stimulation. Yes. They're my tits. You cracked the case, detective. Are you just now figuring out that your best friend's a woman? They're nicer than hers, aren't they? Big and round and full and soft. These are the kind of tits you get when you eat actual food instead of that hamster feed Little Miss Vegan CrossFit bitch eats. That's it. Get nice and hard for me. I bet she doesn't suck you, does she? Where she does is a half-hearted attempt with barely more than the tip in her mouth for just a moment or two, and then she complains that her jaw's tired. I'll take that stunned silence as a yes. Taste. That's it. Squirm for me. It's good, isn't it? That look on your face when I stop sucking almost breaks my heart. Don't worry, baby. I have something even better for you. No, I'm just guessing here. But she's probably just as much of a selfish bitch when it comes to sex, right? I thought so. Let's see if I can go 3 for 3. She propped herself on a pillow and made you fuck her missionary while she would just starfish there. Oh, that sad little nod. She made you wear a condom too, didn't she? You poor little boy. You've never gotten to feel a real pussy on your cock before, have you? I suppose that's just as well. God knows what that dirty little whore picked up, but I have no intention of making you suffer like that. Lay down for me. I want to get on top of you. Now let me make one thing abundantly clear so there's no confusion. You are not going to fuck me. I am going to fuck you. Your cock is mine now. Let me just pull these panties down. There we go. Much better. I'm going to have you just like this. Keep you contained between my thighs. You can try to deny me, but I am determined. I have every intention on discovering how your body reacts to my touch. Do you jump or flinch when teased or tickled? Do you groan? I fully intend on driving you out of your fucking mind. I want to know exactly how to turn you on. What part of you corresponds to what sound. And I want to know you. I want to know how to make you squirm. But most of all, I want to hear what you sound like. Do you want to know why? Sure you do. Of course you do. You are going to let me do whatever I want to you because you love it. Because you need it. Because you want me to use you like a toy. You'll do what I tell you because you're every bit as filthy and slutty and perverted and whorish as I am. Aren't you, baby? Yeah, I'm gonna put it in now. Since it's your first time going bareback, it might be a little intense. I'm just trying to relax. Oh. That's it. She never used you properly, did she? Used you like you need to be used. Don't worry. You're in good hands now. You do want to get what you deserve, don't you? Yeah, you do. Here we go. Oh. You're doing so well. Such a good boy. You're already close, huh? You wanna give me your cum? Go ahead, but I should warn you, I'm not on anything. Bit of a quandary, isn't it? Think you can wait it out? Wait until I've had my fill of you? Is your awareness stronger than your instinct? Maybe it's too much. You want to hold back, but you just can't help yourself. But you feel that ache deep inside of you, don't you? That need. The rush of being able to blow your load right where it belongs. It would be so easy to let it all go. Maybe you like that idea. What do you think? You want to be my pants done? Fuck. Of course, I'd have to regularly milk you of all this. It doesn't matter what you want. Because look at how my cunt is split open on you like a ripe peach. Look how slippery I'm making your cock. I am gonna come all over it. And you're going to give me yours. Feel that. Feel sensitive and painful your cock
is right after you come. I'm gonna keep rubbing it just to make sure you're a good boy for me. Now you're gonna do as you're told. Unlock your phone. Text her exactly what I tell you to. Dear crazy bitch, I've come to realize that you are blatantly using me in this one-sided travesty of a relationship. That's right. Kindly remove yourself from my life, and if at all possible, move to a state I never planned to visit. Maybe North Dakota or North Korea for all I care. Sincerely, the guy who is no longer fucking your skanky ass. Now hit send. Do it, or I swear to God, I'll start running my nails all over that cock. Good. Now block her on Facebook and set your relationship status to single. Good boy. You are, you know, a very good boy. Oh, you know I was fucking with you, right? I am on birth control. And if I wasn't, we'd be running to the drugstore for Plan B. So some ground rules from here on out. We are going to go about life the way things used to be. You are going to be your usual fun self, and we're going to watch movies and play video games together, and there'll be no more talk of the Wicked Witch of the Yoga Pants. I'm also going to help you find a girl that compliments you starting tomorrow. I'm dragging you out, and I'm going to make sure you're social. But until you find a girl I deem worthy, your cock belongs to me. Say it. Your cock belongs to me. And that's right. Anytime you start getting sad or grumpy or stupidly horny, I am gonna fuck you. And if you think even for 1 second of getting back together with that bitch, I will punish you. Are we clear? Good. Now get up, go start the shower. We're gonna clean up, order some takeout, and if necessary, I am going to fuck more of the stupid out of you later tonight.